to This Is Earth and Sky. Scientists have discovered that many of the Atlantic hurricanes that strike the U.S. and the Caribbean begin their lives as storms over West Africa.
Chris Thorncroft is a meteorologist at the State University of New York at Albany.
One of the interesting science questions here is that for every six weather systems that leave the West African coast, approximately only one of them becomes a hurricane. So we talk about seedlings. These are the seedlings leaving Africa. And maybe what we're weak at the moment is knowing which one is going to become a hurricane.
Scientists can watch hurricanes form using satellites. But to really understand how they form, or sometimes don't form, scientists need ground-based measurements too. Thorncroft is part of a team that's doing just that. One theory they'll test goes like this. When an African storm system develops where the air is dry and dusty, it has a harder time building up clouds, rain, and eventually hurricanes.
There's a bonus to understanding why some African storms turn into hurricanes and others don't. Thorncroft says that if you can improve forecasts of how much rain will fall, and hence how dry West Africa will be, then you might be able to make better predictions about hurricanes that'll later hit the U.S. and the Caribbean.
Special thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.